This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Ah, yes, it's your second breakfast here on Joy and 94.9. And now I would have a drum roll if I had a drum roll sound effect. But I have in the studio a not-so-silent army. We've got Michael Fakaris and also a very special guest, Safdar Ahmed, here in the studio. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Hey.
Yeah, hey. Now, it is Thursday morning. I know we're heading towards a big weekend for comics and especially the Refugee Art Project. Tell us what is going on, Michael.
What is going on? Well, we want to discuss a little bit a collaborative project here, Refugee Art Project and the Silent Army Comic Collective, working on a book called Where Do I Belong? It's been in process for the last few weeks through the Signal Arts Program, City of Melbourne sponsored art studio here in downtown Melbourne CBD on North Bank. I've been running the programs with emerging artists there, sort of mentoring and looking at the comic book medium as a way to express feelings and, of course, what you're doing in your life. For this project, I've brought along Safdar, and we've become friends through our comic interests. And Safdar's a comic book artist who works in Sydney and runs the Refugee Art Project with some other awesome people.
Cool.
Yeah, so the point of that project is to facilitate the creativity and the self-expression of asylum seekers and refugees. Ooh. So we started going into the Villawood Detention Centre about 4.5 years ago, doing regular art workshops there.
Wow.
And we also have a workshop with refugee women in Western Sydney. And from those classes, we've done some comic workshops to create little narratives, like single-page comics in which refugees can sort of talk about their interests, general daily life situations, or what it's like to be in a detention centre. Or to tell their stories in that format. So yeah, we've got some really powerful results and really excited about this anthology that we're creating.
How long has it been going for the project? I mean, you're visiting detention centres and
Since late 2010.
Wow, okay.
The idea began and we started going in. And so we've amassed this amazing body of work from so many participants, both in detention and in the community now. Mm. And so we've held some public exhibitions and we've published some zines, which you can get here in Melbourne from Sticky Institute.
Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah.
Any way we can find to get it to the public to try and challenge the misconceptions and false beliefs that surround the refugee issue.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. There's a lot of powerful work and community work there. So that's excellent. Good on you. And you've come all this way from Sydney.
Yeah, to be a part
of this. To be part of this.
Awesome anthology that we're making.
How many artists are involved, Michael?
There's a lot of people. So, yeah, obviously an anthology is a collection of work. Some of the narratives are, I'd say the longest one's probably about 12 pages. So they're pretty short stories. The collection itself is 120 pages.
Wow.
A beautiful collection. If anyone listening hasn't heard of Silent Army Comic Collective, we've been going over 10 years now and putting together all sorts of collections that are often about everyday people, everyday life, and trying to use this medium that really is an everyday thing where you can use pen and paper. So there's quite a diversity of work involved. And with this one, editing it, myself and Safdar and another dear friend who's been involved with us many times, Sam Wallman, who's another local who's worked with young people in juvenile detention here in Parkville in Melbourne. So the question is sort of asking, in our eyes, people that were interested in learning a little bit about, and but I think the question really just goes across to anybody, and especially in this country as an artist, thinking where do you belong really is quite a question for all of us to think about as well.
Yeah, especially with comic books and some of the controversial aspects that's been going on for the last, well, at least a year. But I mean, I don't know if you've seen Comic Book Defense Group. They're online and they just talk about what happens. Yeah, the legal defense group. They talk about, the legal aspects and how some cartoonists and comic artists end up in jail or worse, in detention of some sort.
Yeah.
Because of political beliefs.
Well, obviously, free speech is something that can be offensive to those who are a little bit one-sided with their opinions. And yeah, we're all about just, especially with younger people, really carefully trying to talk about what it is that you do. And to be an outsider or someone that might necessarily fit in is really important to try and harness that, I think, younger in people, so that we don't have people growing up, you know, really making it harder for everyone else and themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good one.
So Signal is a great program here in Melbourne. So I'm very lucky to be working with these guys. And I sort of put this idea forward as an expression of interest last year. And they were very interested in it. And in fact, in the past, working with them, sort of had the idea because they had brought in a young detainee who was really making a lot of work and found it very helpful for themselves, and republished some of his work in a previous Silent Army Collective and Signal collaborative anthology called Everyday Life Can Be Pretty Interesting Stuff. So it's a really nice thing to be able to broaden that and work with this in a larger set of communities. And we hope to, of course, gain more interest and be able to do it more in the future, because there are only more and more people becoming marginalized and finding it harder to express themselves.
Yeah, I was just saying. And to be seen and be visible.
Yeah.
And that's such an important thing. I mean, that's what we say at Joy, you know. It's so important for our queer community, DGS or LGBTIQ. There's so many letters in the alphabet.
Yeah.
But that does include a lot of people probably who are in detention.
Yeah.
Have you, just a question, popping it out there, but have you come across queer people who are held in detention and want to make comics or cartoons? Does that ever occur?
Yeah, it does. It does occur. There are quite a few queer people who come as refugees, sometimes because of their sexual orientation or their gender status. So that is actually recognised as one of the reasons people are persecuted and seek refugee status. Often for people in detention centres, it's difficult to be open about that sort of thing because sometimes they can be discriminated against by other people in detention.
Right.
So I think that minority within that detention community is a hard one to access. I haven't really come across any people who are actually making comics, though our group is always open to looking for those sorts of people to participate.
Yeah.
But whilst I have met one or two people, it's difficult for them to be open about that and to actually talk about that. So often it's a secret, unfortunately. People in detention, even if that's the basis of their refugee claim.
But hopefully with more of these types of programs and projects, maybe people feel more comfortable, and obviously when they're processed, their chances and opportunities will be there. Let's hope.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So there's a heap of things happening, but the big one, I guess, to talk about is the July the 10th launch at the City Library here in Melbourne Town. And so tell us again quickly what that's about and where people can go.
Yeah, so in a couple of weeks on Friday, July the 10th, we'll be launching a new book that's a collaboration between the Refugee Art Project and the Silent Army Comic Art Collective.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to City of Melbourne and Signal Arts, we've made this book called Where Do I Belong? And we'll be launching at City Library on Flinders Lane, upstairs in Majorca Room, which is the large room. And as part of this, comics from Saftar Ahmed, myself, Michael Fakaris, and Sam Wallman, the three of us have got, I guess it's about 30 minutes of comics being played on the projection screen. So if anyone's familiar, anyone listening knows City Library. It's an amazing space. It's got a cafe. It's got all sorts of social activities and gaming rooms and all this stuff going on. Part of it is projection space. And for the month of July, they've offered to play some of our comics. So we've made them into very almost like animated versions of these short stories of ours. And they'll be on loop from Monday till the end of the month. So you can, if you're popping into the library, have a look. But if you're coming to the launch, you can also look at the comics. And part of the launch is a bunch of prints, some beautiful works that Saftar has collected from the Refugee Art Project.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll be printing those. We'll have those available. Should be an amazing launch.
Yeah, and you've got to go back to Sydney after that. Are you going to be here for the launch?
Yep, I'm going to stay for the launch and then bring a whole stack of our new books back to Sydney to distribute amongst our participants and networks and just to get the work out there.
Yeah, and these are all people who are held in detention here.
Yeah, in detention centres or in community detention.
Yep.
And I think there'll be a nice dialogue within this anthology between people, of course, young people in the community, young people in juvenile detention or juvenile prison, as well as refugees, both in detention and community detention. So I think the anthology will be really interesting. There'll be a nice sort of interplay between all these different perspectives.
That's cool. Any way to take the projection to, I'm thinking, to some of the centres themselves later on, or what's the story with
the
that?
The library will link it to their website. So I'm hoping that this will be available to look at later. I know, you know, with the policing of internet, or, you know, with, I guess, making things perhaps with pirating stuff, and I know sometimes that might go into censorship. Depends how you look at it. I imagine in some detention centres it's hard to look at certain things on the internet, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it could be available. It could be viewable, hopefully, online. But certainly for people in detention centres, their internet is heavily filtered.
Very so difficult
often,
access.
Yeah, anything that's perceived as being political is censored, and they don't often get to see it. Okay.
I must say the work that generated through the workshops at Signal and the last three Saturdays is, you know, it's passive, obviously, in the sense that it's illustrative works. And the question is quite broad, and we're trying to ask this, as I mentioned before, to anybody can always think about this question, where do I belong? And it is something that's quite difficult to answer. So the question continues. When you grab the book, the idea is that you would ask yourself that, and you can look at that in various lights of other people's reflection on the question as well.
Very good point.
Yeah, on July 10th, we'll have the book available. And any of the money raised will go towards the Refugee Art Project that Saftar is part of course. So, yeah, pretty stoked to be able to collaborate and invite you all to come and check it out if you're available. It's only a launch and an exhibition at the library for the night, so 6 till 8 p.m. But like I said, the projections are running. And as comic book artists, you know, we're using stories to shed a little bit of light on some of the truths that we've learned from real people in real situations.
Very good. Very cool. We need that, and gives them a chance to express as well. So, and for you, Saftar, how can people find out more about the work that you do online? And
You can find Refugee Art Project on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page. You can also check out our website, which is www.refugeeartproject.com. And I think we're also on Twitter and Pinterest and one or two other social media type things.
So. Good on you. Excellent. Well, that's great. There are some positives there.
It's a great resource. Just every time I'm looking at it, I just keep going and going. There is a really great amount of stuff.
And lots of other stuff happening. We've got some queer news coming up too, haven't you?
Absolutely.
We've got the Signal program.
Yeah. Well, look at silentarmy.org if anyone listening likes the idea of what we're talking about for similar projects. And there is a mailing list, and you can find out a little bit about future projects. And there is one coming up about queer futures with Merv here, Sam Wallman, and myself working with Signal at the end of the year. So look up Signal with the City of Melbourne and look at their upcoming program to find out more.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. It's great to have you chatting again, Michael.
Thanks,
and
Sonia.
First time Saftar, but hopefully not the last time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Good luck
Lovely
with the
to
launch
be here.
As
thanks
well.
So much.
July 10th. Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right,
thanks
that
a lot.
Was the second breakfast here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.